This is Matthew Bennett, reporter with the Glenwood Springs Post-Independent.
At the beginning of your article, you have a quote by Glenwood Springs Police Chief Terry Wilson, who said, quote, "I don't think we're going to arrest our way out of this," end quote. Arrest our way out of what?
The issue of homelessness in town.
What is the issue of homelessness in town, according to the Glenwood Springs City Council?
Well, I mean, that's the million-dollar question, and it's definitely not an issue that's exclusive to Glenwood Springs, but across the country and world. And I think it's kind of lies in the eye of the beholder. You know, you have restaurants who have patios, and, you know, their guests sometimes are looking at people under the bridge that, for whatever reason, are homeless. Then you have the issues of safety. Issues of trash, litter, illegal camping, public intoxication. Those were some of the bigger ones. And I think to be more specific when he says we can't arrest our way out of it, I think he was really referring to just the numbers since 2010. I think in 2010, 18% of the city's arrests involved people that were self-identified as homeless. And he was pretty clear that they weren't talking about couch surfers or people living in their cars. They were, very legitimately homeless. And just last year, I believe that number went to 49% of the total arrests.
So does that mean the police department is arresting more people who are homeless, or that more homeless people are showing up in Glenwood Springs?
They do have a lot of repeat offenders, and he said a lot of the people that they do arrest do live in Glenwood Springs. So I think, over time with population, probably more homeless people have come to the area, but he was pretty clear that they did have a lot of repeat offenders. I think they arrested one individual 63 times, and as the municipal court judge said, you know, there's also only so much that they can do.
Currently, when the Glenwood Springs Police Department, I'm just talking about Glenwood Springs now, when the police department arrests somebody who is homeless, typically what happens to that person?
Sometimes they're booked into jail, maybe for a night or two, and then they're released. And then depending on the charge, some of them don't show up to court. They fail to appear numerous times. And a lot of times they're arrested on misdemeanor charges. So they may not pay, they may not even show up, and just kind of a reoccurring problem. They definitely have what they called frequent flyers, and some were, like I said before, I think one individual arrested 63 times, and clearly the system doesn't know, I think, what to do, and there's a lot of conflicting laws as well. Some things that they were proposing was a 24/7 camping ban that would follow the new proposed smoking ban, which is pretty exclusive to the downtown area. It's my understanding that you can't limit the public's right to rest, especially if you don't have another designated place or a shelter. So it's a question that undoubtedly resurfaces every year, and you can definitely see the frustration.
So you're saying that one of the options that City Council was presented with was a 24/7 camping ban. And you also mentioned two other options, private security and then more police officers. And I'm wondering, what about an option to work with some of the local homeless service providers or any kind of home finding options?
That's a great point. Basically, in town, they do have Catholic Charities in and around the area, Lift Up, and then also Salvation Army. And in the past, there's been people that have pointed the finger at those organizations. Even City Council, the previous one, withheld grant money until they came before council to kind of say what they did. And upon learning about their mission and the great work that they do in the community, they quickly realized that these were great organizations. And some people might say they bring homeless people here, but it's an issue that's across the country and world. But they have hired, are brought on, if you will, a lady by the name of Debbie Wild, who's very respected in the community. She worked at Lift Up. You know, a lot of her career was at Youth Zone. So she's trying to engage a lot of various stakeholders, from first responders to city staff, to see what can be done. And one thing that was discussed was a partnership with the county to hopefully one day get a detox facility. they see that, I think, as a very kind of immediate thing that they could hopefully do, but it all comes down to funding.
Well, Matthew Bennett, reporter for the Glenwood Springs Post-Independent, thanks for your work and for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Amy. It's always a pleasure.
That does it for this week's News Brief on KDNK. I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.